Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. May I help you?
Yeah, this is Tajay. Hi, I called earlier and I left a message. I'm not sure if you got it yet.
The patient of the name is?
Catherine Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, very good. Thanks for asking. And you?
I'm okay.
Nice to hear that. Okay, how can I help you today?
So basically, I was just calling to confirm my hours because I had to put in some timesheets. But when I was looking over, like, the daily pay, I could see some of my hours were short. So I just wanted to make sure that you have all those hours.
Okay, here I can see that the timesheets that you sent, for example, Saturday, that was 7. The schedule was from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you clock in at 8:15. So please keep in mind, for this time I'm going to set the timesheets, but please keep in mind that timesheets does not erase late clock-ins. In that case, what you can do is to make up that time so the daily hours can be done, okay?
Yeah, so the thing is the patient lives with me. So, like, even sometimes, you know, like over the weekend, we might sleep a little longer. So that's why that time is that. But it's still the 7 hours a day. That's why I'm submitting the timesheet on those times, because she still gets all her hours.
Okay.
Regardless.
Okay, perfect. In that case, please always try to clock out later so the system can register the 7 hours, because, for example, on 7, it marked 5 hours with 45 minutes. I'm going to adjust it for this time, but always try to clock out later than the hours so the 7 hours are registered, okay?
Okay. Well, I did, because there was a few of those days, so I submitted those time sheets to adjust that time.
Okay, no problem. Please remember that it's only for this time that it's going to be adjusted, okay?
Okay.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.